Well, as I mentioned, during the week, the Salvation Army released research that found that many New Start recipients are left with just $17 a day after housing expenses. Major Paul Moles from the Salvos, my friend, this research must have been a real shock even for you.
Yeah, look, when I say it's a shock, I mean, this is what we've been hearing for the last couple of times we've done this survey. So we every year we do a survey amongst people who come to us for help. And for the last few years, really, the message has been we're struggling, we're under enormous housing stress, we don't have enough to pay bills. That's been the message. But this one, we really try to understand what it was that people had left to live on after they paid their housing costs and their other essentials, and we were down to this figure of $17 a day.
Well, what, so to be clear, they're left with $17 a day on which to eat, pay bills and get to and from job interviews. That's impossible.
Yeah, this is the whole problem with the government's policy bill, is that we're trying to keep people in a state of physical health, mental health, being able to get to work, being able to keep...
Job readiness, yeah.
And yet people's anxiety and their stress and their state of mind is so so focused on just a battle for survival that it drains their ability to compete successfully, I think, in the job market. So it works against the government, who are saying, look, we want people to go to work. That's the way to solve poverty, is people get a job. But, you know, because New Start hasn't moved for so long now, and I think we all hope that last federal budget, as the government was being generous with tax cuts to everyone, that there would be something for the most vulnerable. But it hasn't happened again.
At Mike's Foundation, mate, we're seeing more and more people just battling to survive day to day on New Start. It must be the same for you at the Salvos.
Absolutely. Well, look, what really, to be honest, Bill, if there wasn't a strong charity sector in our country, you would see a very different country. There would be people starving on the street.
Yep.
But we do have a strong charity sector. We have some great organisations who feed the homeless and house them and try and be there for people in crisis. And but, you know, there is a breaking point for us all, I think. And, you know, there has to be something done to remedy New Start soon, or else the charity sector won't be able to cope with the number of people coming just to get top-ups of food every week.
I'm talking with Major Paul Moles from the Salvos. Mate, another group I'm encountering are older workers in their 60s who have been laid off. They're too young for the pension, but too old to get a new job.
It's really interesting, Bill. Well, there's an upside for the charity sector in that. I've never had before so many people approach us. So if you're over a certain age, you can actually get some exemption from job searching a little bit by signing up and doing a few hours voluntary work for a charity. And we've had, just to say, the number of people that are affected, we're just inundated with people coming and saying, look, can I give a few hours? I mean, I'm just over this constant looking for a job. I'm not being successful in that, and I want to do something, contribute in some way. So yeah, that is.
And they've got skills to give, haven't they?
They do, and it's an area we don't talk about a lot in our society. But I agree with you. That group that have been laid off in their later part of their life, trying to get a job again, is quite another need group that we don't focus on a lot in our community. Yeah.
So tell me, Paul, what's your message to the Prime Minister tonight?
Well, I would ask this Prime Minister to listen to the previous one, John Howard, who even John Howard has said recently, New Start has been unmoved for too long, and it's time that we looked at it. Look, it's amazing. We've got every diverse groups. You've got ACOS, you've got the unions, you've got the Business Council of Australia, you've got John Howard. Everyone's saying there has to be some movement in this. We can't expect for people to be able to live on this for longer. So I would really plead that to listen. But, I really hope that your listeners will just, I know we're not good at contacting our politicians and that, but if they could just write a note just to say, look, we must be able to do better than this for our most vulnerable people, just to give them a call to their office or drop them a note and say, can we just please look at the New Start allowance and what rate people are being paid at? You know, any increase would be such a difference to people who are struggling at the moment.
God's every blessing on you, mate.
Thanks,
See you
Bill.
Later.
Keep up the good work.
Good on you.
Bye. Thank you.